Join us at the United Nations Permanent Forum on Indigenous Issues in New York City, May 2013. We're interviewing Indigenous leaders on what free, prior, and informed consent means to them. Here is what one leader from Aotearoa has to say.
Kia ora, my name's Catherine Davis, and I belong to the Te Rarawa and Ngāti Kuri Māori peoples from Aotearoa, New Zealand. Back in Aotearoa, we've fought, I guess, long and hard on consultation, government consultation with Māori people. Now, this free, prior, and informed consent is a step up, quite a big step up from consultation. It's very distinct. So we're sort of Māori are just getting a groove on advocating for proper consultation, and there's a lot of jurisprudence and law and court cases that, you know, set the standard around that. But this is a higher standard again. And we've gotten, maybe the government, they're not even doing well on consultation. So you can get a feel for, we've got our work cut out for us. And so we have to educate our own Māori leaders and policy analysts and human rights advocates on this new standard of free, prior, and informed consent. Just, you know, that alone, educating them, and then educate the government, and then educate corporates on top of that. It's just like we're reliving it all over again, but with a higher standard. The bar has been risen. But even then, it's still only it's a minimum standard is contained in the DRIP. So we just push the envelope, just keep pushing the envelope out, and until, you know, we can. It's partly to achieve self-determination, right? This is what it's about. We want to be free people, freely determining, self-determining peoples, and free, prior, and informed consent is absolutely critical.
For more information, visit cs.org/consent.